SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're with NITV Radio, on mobile, online, and on radio.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land NITV Radio broadcasts from, the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. We also acknowledge all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tribes and clans we broadcast to, from the mountains to the plains, from the desert to the sea, from fresh water to salt water.
In this bulletin, hope fades for survivors of a US plane crash. The Prime Minister's strong words for people arrested in anti-Semitism investigation. And in sport, Australia in a dominant position after the first day of the Women's Ashes test. All 64 people aboard an American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter are feared dead in what was likely to be the worst US aviation disaster in almost a quarter century. At least 28 bodies so far have been recovered from the icy waters of the Potomac River next to Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington in the wake of the collision. But officials say the plane carried 60 passengers and 4 crew, while there were 3 soldiers aboard the helicopter. Washington Fire Chief John Donnelly says they're not expecting to find any of them alive.
Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
Donald Trump has suggested that diversity and inclusion policies have been a contributing factor to a crash that's feared to have killed everyone on board an American Airlines jet and U.S. Army helicopter near Washington. The U.S. president has blamed diversity efforts by former Democratic administrations for contributing to the crash, using an expletive to specifically criticize Pete Buttigieg, who was transportation secretary for former President Joe Biden.
He's just got a good line of bullshit. The Department of Transportation, his government agency charged with regulating civil aviation. Well, he runs it, 45,000 people, and he's run it right into the ground with his diversity.
The cause of the air crash is not yet clear, and there is no evidence that efforts to make the federal workforce more diverse have compromised air safety. Safety experts, disability rights advocates, and members of Congress have immediately denounced the Republican president's comments, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Listen, it's one thing for internet pundits to spew off conspiracy theories. It's another for the President of the United States to throw out idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered and families still being notified. It just turns your stomach.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called people who allegedly engaged with the caravan with explosives in Dural as cowards. Mr. Albanese's comment comes after it was revealed that over 1 week ago, New South Wales police discovered explosives on a caravan in the rural South Sydney suburb of Dural, along with anti-Semitic sentiments. Tammy Faruga and Scott Marshall were allegedly named in a search warrant used to investigate the incident. Both of them have already been in custody over the other charges. Neither have been charged in relation to the incident in Dural. Mr. Albanese says there's zero tolerance in Australia for hatred and anti-Semitism.
And I want any perpetrators to be hunted down and locked up. It's as simple as that. They have no place in this sort of engagement. It's designed to create fear and terror in the community, and it will not succeed because our community is stronger than the cowards who engage in this sort of activity.
Former Liberal Treasurer and prominent member Josh Frydenberg also says the escalating attacks on Jewish community has been out of control. Speaking to the ABC, Mr. Frydenberg says the incident has scared the Jewish community.
The discovery of the caravan is just the latest of a long list of violent anti-Semitic incidents and attacks that don't just leave the Jewish community less safe, have actually threatened the safety and the security of our country as a whole.
Australian Secretary Intelligence Organisation, Australian Federal Police and New South Wales Police have formed a joint counter-terrorism team for the investigation. The opposition leader, Peter Dutton, has accused the Prime Minister of neglecting Indigenous Australians after the failed Voice referendum. Mr. Dutton has spent the last 2 days campaigning in Alice Springs, visiting local businesses alongside his party's candidate for the local seat in upcoming federal election. The coalition has also committed to a list of 7 requests the NT government made last year to reduce crime in Alice Springs. Mr. Dutton says Anthony Albanese needs to follow his example.
I don't understand why the Prime Minister hasn't been able to spend more time in Alice Springs. I think this is one of the most acute issues that our Prime Minister should be dealing with. And unfortunately, the Prime Minister, after The Voice, essentially abandoned the cause of Indigenous Australians.
Australians are being urged not to mix drinking with a trip to the ocean. On the back of data that shows a quarter of people who have drowned across the country had elevated blood alcohol levels. Swimming Australia are launching a new campaign with identifiers from the TV program Bondi Rescue to promote safety messages that will emphasise the risk of swimming while under the influence. Bondi Rescue lifeguard Anthony Harris Carroll says people need to learn how to be safe and responsible around the water.
We are so lucky in this beautiful land that our coastlines just offer such a beautiful water place and everyone wants to jump in. What I find quite difficult for me is so many people want to drink and dive. That is so dangerous. All the people that I have rescued in my lifetime, that would equate to probably 2,000 people that have been intoxicated.
Hundreds of protesters have staged a sit-in outside the Royal Courts of Justice in London, blocking traffic in a demonstration against the jailing of 16 environmental activists. The group of activists were imprisoned for stopping traffic, blocking an oil facility, and splashing a Van Gogh painting with soup. But the Just Stop Oil protesters say they received an unduly harsh prison terms of between 15 months and 5 years. The government says new protest laws are aimed at preventing extremists from hurting the economy and disrupting daily life. But 88-year-old protester Claudia Cotton says the sentences of 16 should not be allowed to stand.
I'm really appalled that people are being sent to prison just for protesting, and I'm just appalled at the way British government seems not to be bothered about this kind of insidious journey toward what seems very dictatorial kind of attitude.
Fierce fighting continues in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Goma as rebels and the army exchange fire. The M23 rebels say they are in control of the city, but the Congolese authorities dispute this. In a statement posted on X, government spokesperson Patrick Meyeya told residents to stay at home and refrain from carrying out vandalism and looting. The UN says the turn of events has caused mass panic among Goma's 2 million residents. Bruno Lamarki is a senior UN aide and official in the DRC's capital, Kinshasa.
Active zones of combat have spread to all quarters of the city, all the neighbourhoods of the city. Civilians are taking the brunt of the escalating hostilities. This morning, heavy artillery fire was directed at the city centre. For example, several shells struck the Charité Maternity Hospital in central Goma, killing and injuring civilians, including newborn and pregnant women.
Rwanda denies supporting the militia, but has acknowledged it has stationed troops and missile systems in the eastern Congo. Ongoing fighting in the conflict has killed millions over the past 3 decades, and more than 7 million people remain displaced across the country. A third round of exchanges of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners under the Gaza ceasefire has taken place, despite a short delay over safety concerns. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defence Minister Israel Katz had initially ordered a pause in the releases, in anger over swarming crowds at one of the hostage handover points. Now, 110 Palestinian prisoners have been released in exchange for the three Israeli hostages held in Gaza, while five Thai workers held captive in the enclave have also been freed in a separate deal with Thailand. Tel Aviv Soroski Medical Center official Gil Fayer says Gadi Moses, the oldest of the returned hostages so far at the age of 80, is doing well.
After initial evaluation, I'm happy to say that his condition is quite good and stable. It allows him to spend the first hours here with his family in a private environment. They can talk, they can be together, they can rest a little from this very exciting and not easy day.
And now to sport, and in cricket news, Australia is in a dominant position after the first day of the Women's Ashes Test against England at the MCG. After bowling England out for 170, Australia is now just 114 runs behind England, with 9 wickets remaining. Victorian-born leg spinner Alana King helped to achieve that result, putting on a masterclass as she took a career best of 4-45. She says she's delighted with her 4-wicket haul.
Pretty cool. Loved playing at the MCG and played a few games here. And yeah, it's home for me, and loved playing Test cricket, and to bowl a whole session was pretty cool. Can't get much better than that.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.